Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, it is a hot Saturday here for you, but we've got an entire show dialed up that's going to give you some of the best culinary and cocktail news in all of the Grand Canyon State, and it's right here in Pima County in southern Arizona. I think it's about 109 degrees right now, so all of our friends listening outside of the state of Arizona, you're absolutely in the right place, because it is just brutal. I was out at my daughter's softball game today. I don't know how they can put these kids out on the field and playing a doubleheader, for crying out loud, but anyway, it is a great day, and it's a great day for foodies because we've got some great things going on. We're broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of AM 790 KNST right here on the lovely grounds of Clear Channel. And when we're thinking about what kind of celebrity guest hosts we're going to have week after week, there's so many celebrity guest hosts we have here. And we thought, okay, we're going to have a rocking show here at KNST. This guy is one of the busiest guys. It's so hard to keep up with him. I think he's got one of the most respected palates in all of the foodie landscape. He's the Tucson foodie himself. Adam Lehrman is back. What's up, brother?
What's up, Matt? Thanks for having me on again.
I mean, I couldn't imagine having this show without you. I mean, you've never been in the studio, for crying out loud.
I couldn't imagine being on this show without you.
Oh, shucks. I'm blushing.
What would we do without you doing this?
So anyway, we got a lot to talk about here in this first segment, but I want to just thank publicly Chef Albert Hall of Acacia Real Food and Cocktails and Chef Ryan Clark of Lodge in the Desert for steering this ship while I was away. I was in Maui for a week with my family and just getting out of the heat and had a great time. And I actually listened to this show live poolside with a Mai Tai in my hand in Kaanapali, Hawaii. And those guys did a great job. They do a great job on the radio as well as at those two great restaurants.
Why don't you rub it in, Matt?
I loved it. And, you know, we did a lot of cocktailing and a lot of culinary adventuring. I love Sea House. I love the Maui Brewing Company. In fact, we had two visits to the Maui Brewing Company this time. Not just one, two. I had to make my whole, almost did like a punch card for every ale and lager and stout and IPA that I enjoyed there. Also, a good friend of mine, Larry Kanzler, who is a very famous songwriter, he actually told me the best restaurant on the island is Mama's Fish House. I've been going to Maui for 20 years, never heard of it. I actually had a chance to hit Mama's Fish House. An amazing culinary experience, Adam Lehrman.
Any special spam dishes?
You know what? There is spam within arm's distance everywhere you go. The bank, the barbershop, the restaurants. In fact, I took a picture for our Facebook page. They even sell spam-flavored macadamia nuts. Would you be honest, Adam Lehrman? Would you do it? Would you try one?
One.
You know, anything. Look, spam. And this is kind of funny segue, because later on in the show, we're going to be talking to famed cardiologist Dr. David Lappin. We're going to ask him about spam as a nutritional element in cardiovascular health. We'll see what he has to say. But anyway, Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie on Facebook, Tucson foodie on Twitter, Tucson foodie in all of the hearts of foodies across southern Arizona. What's been keeping your palate busy these days?
Let's see. These days, I made it over to Proper. Proper's pretty good. Haven't made it to the new Diablo Burger yet. Real excited for Saint House coming up soon. Real excited for this Edible Baja Arizona magazine launch party. As far as what I've been eating lately.
I'm going to interrupt you there, because yes. You blew by that, and it's such an important thing because it's new, it's news, and I think it's creating kind of a buzz in this community. What is Edible Baja Arizona magazine?
Well, I'm not connected with them, but Edible Baja Arizona is part of the Edible franchise, and they are creating this mag. Well, they've created a magazine that supports and encourages local foods, and really a good addition to this food community here.
That's great to know. You know, there are a number of food writers in this community, and both of us can count ourselves among the stars.
I would say so. Yeah.
But I love the concept. I love the idea that they have, really looking at, you know, sustainability in the local culinary scene, native seeds, you know, the sense of place, as well as reporting on new restaurants and celebrity chefs, celebrity co-hosts on radio shows. Hey. And the launch party is tonight. I saw a picture on Facebook. There are crates and crates, pallets, in fact, of the premier issue. I mean, I got to get my hands on one of these.
And it looks like a fun event. They're going to have some food trucks out there. They're going to have some events. They're going to have some live music. And you'll get to walk away with the first edition of that magazine.
Suitable for framing.
Possibly.
Or eating.
Or just gluing somewhere.
Okay, let me ask you this. You have not yet been to Diablo Burger?
I've eaten there in Flagstaff.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's, you just saved yourself. Okay. And in fact, I can join you in laughing because I have not yet been to the one in Tucson either, but my son is headed to NAU in the fall. And throughout the course of our visits to the campus and orientation and such, we have not missed Diablo on any trip up there. I think they do a great burger.
The whole concept is great. I will say recently I had the famed Parrish Burger.
Okay. So that's one I have not had.
Okay. Oh, man.
I can't believe I admitted that on live radio. I mean, all my luck, Chef Travis Peters from the Parrish is listening right now, and this is an embarrassing moment for me. But I mean, the readers of Caliente and the voters across Southern Arizona seem to think these guys got what it takes to be the best burger in town.
It's up there. It's a contender. I had to make it in there and do it, and I was in there and I got it, and it was pretty darn tasty.
What is it about the Parrish Burger you think that is creating all this buzz?
See what's on that burger. They got it's just a good combination of cheese and onions. It's a good patty, good bread. It's just done well, and it's a fun little place.
I'm going to call you out a little bit on the burger thing. So as all of our listeners know, I'm the food writer for Inside Tucson Business. My column comes out every Friday where we explore all the fascinating things happening on the local cocktail and culinary scene. And I wanted to do kind of a burger battle of our own. And there's this burger renaissance in Southern Arizona.
Huge.
Again, you can't see an intersection without two burger places. But there's this gulf, Adam Lehrman, between the people that like their burgers grilled on a flat top and people that like their burgers grilled over an open flame. Again, we will ask the good doctor here in the second half of the show what we should be pursuing in terms of our cardiovascular health. But anyway, I was surprised. I mean, there were, you know, some very impassioned responses from people that said, you know, a burger's not a burger unless it's cooked over fire. I mean, that's the way a burger has been cooked since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And there are those that say, no. You got to do it on the flat top. You got to have that sear because it creates that crust and it locks in. I love when they say that it locks in all the juices. What are the juices? The juices are fat. Fat is good, I suppose, from time to time. This should be a two-hour show because Dr. David Lappin is just sitting here grinning, you know, waiting like the horse ready to come out of the chute at the Kentucky Derby. He's got a lot to say, but I love what you said in response on our Facebook page. Do you remember what you said?
Something about, I'd rather cook it over fire, but I'd rather eat it on a flat top.
That's right. I really wish I could say that it was open flame, but I think on the searing, on the flat top, makes a better burger. Why is that?
For the reason you just said, I think it does sear in the juices. And the smoke, also, when you grill something over fire, it's going to smoke it a little bit. I'm not a big smoky fan.
Yeah.
Unless you're purposely smoking something.
Right, exactly. Well, we should also just give kudos to the guys that participated in that interview for that story. In the flat top searing corner is Doug Benz from Zinburger Wine and Burger Bar. Love Doug Benz, and I love Zinburger. They do a burger on the flat top. Again, he likes to talk about that crust that just locks in the flavors. And then on the other side, in the other corner, representing the open flame school of thought, is Chaz Kerike from Monkey Burger. Now, Monkey Burger actually does a pretty good
job. A good burger.
Pretty good patty.
They do a good burger. Zinburger is definitely going to be one of my favorites up there, I got to say.
I love to hear that.
They do. Oh, man. But on the lower end of burgers, and I don't mean that's a low-end burger, but the Smashburger burger.
That's the one I haven't tried. And when you're thinking of kind of that genre with the Five Guys and the In-N-Outs and the Smashburgers and the Culvers and the Freddy's and that sort of the, you know, that style, everyone I've talked to says Smashburger, you know, is a winner hands down.
And I did a breakdown. You can go to the Tucson Foodie website and see the blog piece I did on the breakdown of those burgers, and Smashburger was my choice.
I love it. All right, we got about another 30 seconds before we take a quick commercial break, but I want you to make sure that everybody in our listening audience knows exactly how to find you across this multimedia spectrum for the latest in the food news community here in Southern Arizona. How can they learn more about you?
Well, the easiest way to find me would just be to Google Tucson Foodie, but if you want to go more direct, you can go to the website at tucsonfoodie.com, or you can find Tucson Foodie on Facebook and on Twitter.
That's great. We have Adam Lehrman as our celebrity co-host for the full hour here, the Tucson foodie himself, here on The Menu Live. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And then when we come back, I'm going to transport you directly to Hawaii, and you don't even have to leave Tucson. On The Menu Live, KNSD AM 790. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Carl here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On The Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On The Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Clear Channel compound at Oracle in Fort Lowell, home of AM 790 KNST, where you listen to the show every Saturday at 4. And no matter if you listen to us here on the radio in Southern Arizona or if you listen to us on our website live streaming at www.onthemenulive.com, perhaps you're one of the millions that listens to us every Saturday at 4. 4 o'clock on the iHeartRadio Network. No matter how you hear our voice, we are so glad that you're here. I'm here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself. Adam Lehrman is back.
What is up?
He's tweeting. He's tweeting.
I was actually taking a picture of you, but...
You were taking a picture of me. Oh, that's just lovely. It's a public service to keep that picture out from anybody's vision. Well, as we told our listeners in the first part of the show, I just returned from the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. And we go there every 2 years just to recapture that sense of how my wife and I fell in love with each other. And we're trying to inspire that same sense of passion and that same sense of place and purpose with our kids. And they've really... for, you know, all intents and purposes, have really grown up on the island of Hawaii. And every time we take that red eye back home, the, you know, the reentry is a little bit rough because, Dorothy, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore, especially coming back to Tucson where it's 109 degrees. And I thought, there's got to be a way, Adam Lehrman. There has to be a way to continue this feeling of the island lifestyle while we're here in Tucson. And frankly, between you and me, I think there's one place that does it and does it in spades, and it's the beautiful Contiki Restaurant and Lounge. Everyone's got a Contiki story. I'm going to be talking about my own, but without further ado, we're going to be bringing on right now the general manager of the Contiki, Mr. Lou Lazos. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt Russell. How are you?
I could not be better. You know why? Because Contiki is here. I love everything about the islands, but I love the fact that you have manifested in kind of heart and soul and mind and body and spirit what the island lifestyle is all about from a culinary and a cocktail perspective. And I just salute you and your team over there at the Contiki for everything that you've done.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. We appreciate you guys having us on the air today, and we appreciate you getting the word out on us. You know, I think a lot of people that live here in Tucson for many years have kind of, you know, there's some that have forgotten a little bit that the Contiki is still around and that we're still going strong and that we're still, you know, providing that getaway, that island getaway back right here in our backyard, Tucson, Arizona.
I love it. And now you talked about for many years, and a little bird told me recently that 2013, Lou Lazos, is the 50th anniversary of Contiki. Is that possible? You guys have been around for a half a century?
50 years, Matt. We've been around for 50 years, and hopefully we'll be around for many, many more. And the great thing about it is that, you know, we get people that come into Contiki every day. As a matter of fact, I just had a couple came in. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary with us. They came in to dine with us, and one of the reasons they were there was because they had their first anniversary at Contiki 50 years ago.
Oh,
and
those,
I mean, that's just a great story, and those are the things that we love to hear and see, you know?
That's great. And, you know, in this vibrant culinary scene that we're in, with restaurants opening, I mean, almost every week you read about a new restaurant opening, and, you know, sadly, as many times is the case, with almost as much frequency, we hear about restaurants shutting the doors. But Contiki has sort of, you know, has stood out the test of time. You continue to bring people in, you know, year after year. What is it about the Contiki, Lou Lazos, that has contributed to your success in a way that has enabled you to keep providing great service for so long, for five decades, in fact?
You know, it's this great city of Tucson. You know, we've been around a long time, and we attribute everything back to the city of Tucson and the people that have supported us for years. You know, it's a lot of things, you know, like you said, a lot of restaurants come into town, a lot of restaurants leave, but we continue our success to this great, wonderful city and the people of Tucson that continue to support us and continue to support local business, keeping us going. You know, I would like to say that, you know, I also feel that we provide a great product on the food side of it and on the cocktail side of it, and we continue to provide that. When times get tough, we don't you know, cut back on anything. We continue to give those great products and give back to the great city of Tucson and the people that support us.
Oh, what a fantastic perspective. And we're going to talk a little bit about the food program that you have there. And shucks, we're even going to be talking about a couple of cocktails. Imagine that, Lou.
Yeah, imagine that, right?
But anyway, one of the things I just love about Contiki is, you know, it's kind of the, you know, the original tiki temple. And you know, we harken back to the time back in the 50s and 60s where that sort of that tiki kind of restaurant was very mainstream, was very popular. There was so many of them. But I think Contiki really now has to be almost one of a handful of these original tiki temples really across the country that continues to stand.
You know what I think it is? You know, we get phone calls all the day. We get, you know, people reach out to us all the time from all these other places that, you know, either are closing down and are not surviving, you know, this economy and this time of the other tiki temples that are around. There's still quite a few, but I do have to say that, you know, Contiki is one of the last original tiki temples. And you know, again, let's face it, it's in Tucson, Arizona. Nobody would think that a place like this would do great in the desert, but it is. And again, we attribute it to all of you guys, the fans and the community that continue to support us. And we love the support.
Yeah, and I am happy to say here publicly that I have contributed greatly to your success over the years.
I'm
sure Adam Lehrman, our celebrity co-host, has as well. And I think one of the reasons that you guys have succeeded against the odds that restaurateurs are up against in this market is the fact that you have really resisted the temptation to continually reinvent yourself. I mean, that is an attitude of a restaurateur that happens all the time, and it seems like every season they're trying to rebrand, redefine, change their perspective, move their mission. Contiki for 50 years has stayed true to exactly what it was when it started, and you have held to it, and that's something I think that all foodies across Southern Arizona can celebrate.
You know what? Yeah, we're thankful. We're thankful to, you know, my owner. His name is Paul Christopher. He started back when he was 14 years old working at the Contiki as a busser and dishwasher. And when he got the opportunity to buy it, that was never on his mind to change the restaurant. He's kept it the same way that it's been for 50 years, and he continues to believe in it, and he continues to believe in what we do and how we do it. And it's not just, I think for us, it's not just a job, it's a lifestyle. It's, you know, everybody that we employ, everybody that I have on staff, we love our job. We love the Contiki. I mean, we do it for the Contiki, and I think that's what, and the owner feels the same way. So I think it's passed down from him to me and all the way down through our staff, and that's why we continue to do things the way we do it. And we haven't changed, with other restaurants and times and all that. We believe in the Contiki, and we love Contiki, and we're going to keep it the same, and we're going to keep it going strong for many more years to come.
Man, I love that, Adam, when he says we do it for the Contiki. I mean, the Contiki is really then has evolved much beyond a place or a restaurant or an entity. When people gather around and say we do it for the tiki, we do it for the, I mean, you, I can't imagine that I could put that in any better words.
Someone's got to keep those parrots alive.
Stories.
We do want to congratulate you on 50 years, and you talked about that special moment of that couple coming into the Contiki and an anniversary. You also want to hear more stories from Southern Arizonans and beyond, because this is a worldwide broadcast, Mr. Lazos. You know that everybody's got a Contiki story unto themselves, and you want to sort of help share those stories. What are you doing to sort of get the word out, and how can people sort of tell you what their tiki stories were over these years?
You know, we have our own website, ContikiTucson.com. We have Facebook. We have Instagram, all those different types of things. People post pictures. People could send stuff in. You know, we get that all the time. People write us letters telling us about their experience, you know, the first time they came in and the experience, you know, whether it be a year or 2 years or 30 years later, they come in and they continue to love the experience, you know. So there's a lot of different ways that you can let us know, and we love to hear those stories. And the other thing is, come in and say hi. Come in and ask for Lou. Come in and ask for any of us. Come in and tell us your stories. That's one of the reasons why we continue to do things the way we do. Those are the stories that we like to hear, and we hear from people now that are bringing their kids in because they were brought in as kids. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, we continue to do it the way we do it.
I love it. And one of the best ways to tell those stories, I can't tell a story without a cocktail.
Absolutely.
And no better place to do it. And our chef Roy Santana here from Fresh Cafe and Catering, I just mentioned cocktail, and he began to make, you know, put his hands in the shape of a big bowl, Lou Lazos. And you got a lot of bowls there at Contiki. But let's talk about cocktails. Now, people say they do exotic cocktails, and sort of there's the standard list of cocktails. But I actually went to your website. I clicked on the menu. I counted 46 exotic cocktails on the menu at Contiki. Lou, have you had all 46?
You know what? I'm going to be very honest with you. I have not been brave enough to have them all. But, you know, I've had a lot of them in my day, you know. So, I'm not going to lie. I haven't had them all, but I will have them all at some point.
And we all know there's really only one you need to have.
There's really only one we need. That's right.
That's Scorpion.
Then that's the Scorpion. Okay, Lou, right here, right now, on live radio, I want you to talk about this cocktail, this drink that has evolved into this, I mean, into this almost this mystery of sorts. Everybody knows Contiki because of the scorpion. What in the world? I had a listener from Seattle actually communicate to us on our Facebook page saying, look, I'm from Seattle. What is the scorpion? Is it a food thing? Is it a cocktail thing? Tell me, Lou Lazos, talk to us about that scorpion.
Well, I mean, it's a Contiki thing again. You know, there's that's our signature drink. That's what we're known for. You know, there's a lot of recipes out there that people look up, and you can try making one. But it's, you know, like I said, it's been imitated quite a bit, but never quite duplicated. You know, it's our house recipe. You know, and I love my job too much that I can't tell you what's in it. But if you come in, I'll definitely serve you one, and we could talk about it then. You know, but it's our juices, the way we mix our juices, the liquor that we put in there, and it. And I think overall, I think it's just where it's at. It's at the Contiki, and that's. That makes it the scorpion, you know?
Oh, man. He says he loves his job too much to talk about. I mean, I can't break him down, Adam. I can't do it. I cannot break him down. He's not talking.
I can't give up the recipe. I signed that little piece of paper that said that it would go, the recipe would go down with me till the end. So, it's a great cocktail. It's, you know, the presentation, the flavor. I mean, half the time, most of the time, you can't even taste it. And let's face it, that's what a Hawaiian drink is. You cannot taste the alcohol. It's tropical, it's fresh, it's refreshing, it's fruity. You know, that's what it is. And you come in, and it's that getaway. Once you walk in through those doors and say, "Welcome to paradise," it's that getaway. It's a getaway. You sit down, put a scorpion in front of you, and you just get away for the time that you're in there.
I usually like to stop at four scorpions myself.
Four is good. And you still use those signature red straws, right?
Yes, sir. We still have the 20-inch red straws, and we still have, you know, the red straws. So, yeah, we still do. And we're doing another great drink. It's called a Volcano Bowl for all you people to come in, and you could share. It's for four people or more. We light it on fire, and we serve it up like an old-fashioned Volcano Bowl.
Well, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here in the very pedestrian and bland radio station here? We need to get over to Contiki. I was always a big Tortuga fan back in my college, after 21 years old college days. Call a spade, Lou Lazos. Always loved the Tortuga because I love the rings around the glass because we used to count, not I've had one Tortuga, but the rings around the glass separate the cocktail into three zones. And we used to call, I've had zone one, I've had zone two. That's my tiki story. But I love the Tortuga. I love the scorpion. I love those 20-inch red straws. We actually used to connect our straws together.
Yeah. Drink it from 3 feet away.
and kind of exactly. Yeah. Or drink someone else's cocktail at the other table. But I just love the atmosphere too because it's just this dark, this clubby, this wonderful island setting that you've created. And you're right, Lou, when you walk in those doors, you really just don't feel like you're in Tucson anymore.
Absolutely. And that's the whole feel. I mean, just get away, walk into our house and get away, enjoy yourself, bring your family, bring your friends, and just, you know, take that step into paradise here in our backyard, Tucson, Arizona.
Just love it. Okay, so on the food side of things, so you're going to have a couple of really great, passionate cocktails. Get cozy with your honey, and then the food arrives. And again, the island lifestyle is manifest not only on the cocktail side, but on the food side. I had some wonderful seafood when I was in Maui. Of course, the mahi-mahi was great. Talk a little bit about how the island lifestyle is represented there on the plate at Contiki.
Well, you know, all our recipes are homemade. Everything that we've had has been there for 50 years. We make all our recipes, our sauces, everything is homemade. We have seafood. The biggest misconception is that, you know, Contiki only serves drink, but we have wonderful seafood from lobster to king crab, snow crab. You know, we hand bread our own shrimp. The mahi-mahi is excellent. Polynesian baby back pork ribs. With our signature sauce is fantastic. So, you know, like I said, we're doing it the way we've always done it. We give a great product for a reasonable price, and that's what we do.
And so someone comes in and said, okay, Lou, I heard you on the radio. I've never been here before. I want to have an idea of this island lifestyle. Of course, they're going to have a scorpion, but what is the one thing on the menu that you want to ensure that they have to sort of pay that expectation off? What's the one meal that's the top seller?
The ribs. The ribs, by far, are the best in town. They're fall off the bone. You don't even need a fork. I mean, literally, they just fall off the bone. We cook our ribs a special way, and you know, we top them off with our sauce. I would say the ribs, the Hawaiian coconut shrimp, again, it's our own recipe. Those are probably the two best sellers. And again, the seafood. Our seafood is excellent. You wouldn't think that you can get great seafood here in the desert, but our seafood is great.
You can get it at Contiki. We're talking to Lou Lazos, the general manager of Contiki. Lou, we've got about 30 seconds left before we go to a news break. Tell everybody exactly where you're located and how they can learn more about you.
All right. We're located at 4625 East Broadway. That's on the northwest corner of Broadway and Swan. Our phone number is 520-323-7193. You can reach out through our email, contikitucson.com, Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. Reach us through there, Instagram, all the social media, you can reach us through there. Or just walk in. Walk in and, you know, ask for Lou or any one of our staff, and we'd like to meet you, and thank you again for all the support.
Thanks so much, Lou. We got to take a quick commercial break. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brother. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from AM 790 KNST on the intergalactic headquarters of Clear Channel right here on Oracle in Fort Lowell. Just having a great time with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman.
All I can think about is those ribs.
Let's go have some of those ribs at Contiki, man. I mean, save a little money. You don't have to fly to Maui. Just go over to Broadway and you're there. And you can't miss it, man.
Yeah, and, you know, I walk outside and then it's 106 out.
That's right. When you walk in, you can almost hear the waves, right? Well, I was having lunch with a good friend of mine, Wendy, about 3 weeks ago. We were at Pastiche, probably the last time I saw you, when we were doing our broadcast from Pastiche. Having lunch with Wendy, and Wendy, about halfway through the meal, she drops this guy's business card on the table, and she says, "Have you met Chef Roy Santana?" And I said, you know, as a matter of fact, I actually met Chef Roy Santana. About 2 weeks before that, I was in there having a smoothie, really getting a sense of this cool vibe that they've created up there on River Road and Hacienda. And in fact, I said, you know what? If anybody tells me more about Roy Santana, okay, we got to do something about this. We need to get the guy on the show to find out what all the buzz is about. Chef Roy Santana from Fresh Cafe and Catering. What's going on, Chef?
How are you doing, Matt? Thanks for having me. I'm Adam, how are you?
That's a true story, Chef, by the way.
Good.
I mean, she was completely blown away by what you've created. I think she talked a little bit about your catering program. I don't know if she's hired you for that before. But anyway, let's get to know, you know, Chef Roy Santana. We're going to talk a little bit about Fresh. But you've been around in Tucson for a while, right? Chef?
Yeah, about 10 years.
Always in the culinary biz?
Always in the culinary biz.
Talk to us about your journey. I mean, because it's you don't just, you know, walk in, you know, out of the river there saying, hey, you know, I'm suiting up and I'm ready to go to work. I mean, talk to us about where this whole journey started. I mean, did you have dreams of becoming a chef as a kid? Or
No, actually, when I was 8 years old, my parents owned a pizza place in Chicago. That's where I'm originally from. And my father never believed in hiring anybody, so he had two sons to do the work for him. So that's how I started, and then it grew to be a passion, and this is what I'm doing now. I enjoy cooking.
I love it. I got it. Well, you have to enjoy cooking if you're at Fresh, because Fresh really is all about the enjoyment of food, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I got to talk a little bit about Chicago pizza, okay. Because, you know, you got the deep dish, you got the stuffed, and then you got this Midwestern thin. Where did Pops back in Chicago, where did he land on the spectrum of Chicago pizza preparation?
On the spectrum, we did deep dish and, I hate to say it, New York-style pizza.
Oh.
But it was delicious, where I learned to cook.
That's great. You know, back to Inside Tucson Business, we talked about the burger battle that we did. This week, we're doing a battle between Chicago-style pizza and New York pizza. And in this current edition of Inside Tucson Business, we talked to a guy from New York who opened up New York Pizza Department, Mark Fontana. He used to play for the U of A Wildcats, who thinks he knows what a New York pizza is all about. He says, look, if the oil doesn't drip down your arm, it ain't New York pizza. What say you, Chef?
I say that's true. I mean, it's you gotta have the grease. You gotta have the oil off the pie.
Well, other than Rocco's, where can we get some Chicago style pizza?
Yeah, you know, Rocco's was the one I wrote about the week prior. Rocco's, I think, does a really good job. I think Uno's is closed, but I don't know who else is a good
Zachary's
Chicago
pie. Close to
Zachary's, yeah,
exactly.
They close. I love going to Zachary's.
Tried and true. Definitely. Well, you love cooking, Chef Roy Santana, and what better place to sort of manifest your talents and your creativity at this great place called Fresh Cafe and Catering? So, how long have you guys been open now?
We've been open about 17 months. We do a lot of fresh food. Everything is made fresh every day. We do fresh fruit smoothies, no frozen. We use pardon me. We use agave nectar, organic agave nectar, and organic products when available.
And you can really tell the difference, Adam. I don't know if you've been to Fresh, certainly.
I tell you, it's interesting. I have been to Fresh, and I really like what they're doing over there. But I was introduced to them about a year ago at the Taco Festival. Hmm. And they had the – in fact, if you go to my blog with the Taco Festival, the first picture there is a picture of their taco.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
And it was the best taco I had there.
You know, I was a judge at the Taco Festival, and I didn't eat for 2 weeks, Chef Roy Santana. I mean, I think I overdid it. But, yeah, I mean, when you talk about fresh smoothies and fresh fruit smoothies – there's people here in this town, not going to call them out, but they cut corners and they get away with calling something a fruit smoothie when it is a synthetic disaster. You can tell the difference when you're sourcing fresh fruit in those smoothies. Smoothies has got to be a big part of the business over there at Fresh.
Absolutely. We do a lot of fresh fruit smoothies. We do a lot of smoothies for our gym next door, Fit at the River. We do a lot of protein smoothies for after a workout. You come in, you grab a protein smoothie, and it's actually very, very good. And it's all fresh fruit, so it's good for you.
Smoothies.
Green smoothies,
says the doc. Well, that's great. Now, you know, a lot of people think Fresh, cafe and catering is a coffee-driven, tea-driven, smoothie-driven place. And, of course, you do wonderful coffee beverages and teas, wonderful rare teas and these smoothies. But you've got a menu over there of,
absolutely.
I mean, this is a place where you can go for an incredible sandwich or a salad. Talk about your food program, because this is, I think, where Fresh really shines.
Our food program, we do everything as fresh as possible. We get fresh bread every single day. We try to do our proteins as lean as possible, turkey, roast beef. We do turkey bacon. We have our turkey club. We have our paninis, which I brought some. We also have our protein bars that are addictive from what I understand.
Someone posted a picture of I don't know if it was a raspberry.
It was a strawberry.
It was a strawberry bar. And, I mean, we always say on this radio show that food tells a story. The photo of that bar told a story. I mean, it was just glistened with goodness. It was just looked so delicious.
Is there like a turkey avocado panini or something like that?
We do a turkey avocado.
I've had that one. That one's delicious.
With a little garlic aioli. Everything we do, we make in-house.
Garlic aioli on the turkey panini.
Delicious.
With yes,
avocado.
Please. Oh, so paninis, okay, again, time, attention, you're not throwing a sandwich together at Fresh Cafe and Catering.
Not at all.
I mean, the panini takes, I mean, there's an artistry that goes along with the panini because you're really hot pressing those sandwiches, aren't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yes.
And then you get
absolutely.
A panini press right there on site?
Oh, yeah.
That thing's just working overtime, right?
Always working overtime.
They're lining up at the door to get some of those panini. Now, what's plural of panini? Panini? I think it's panini. It's one of those weird words.
Paninis.
Yes.
But I digress. But anyway, wonderful place to go. Great place to have an early morning cup of coffee. And I love it's a great people watching place too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, you've got that really sort of uber cool patio with these great vibrant colors. You've got a wonderfully kind of, you know, warm, setting on the inside. People are always there. There's always conversation going around. You have the sense that people are solving all the world's problems from your patio. I think with this almost unbeatable view, this majestic view of the Catalina Mountains off on the north side. Just a gorgeous setting.
Yes, absolutely. You can come in, have a cup of coffee, watch the wildlife out in front, and watch people go by. You know, it's the mountains are great. It's just a great setting to come and have a cup of coffee, a smoothie, or a great sandwich.
Wonderful. Wildlife. Well, you are next to Fit at the River, Fitness and Health Institute of Tucson. Seen a lot of wildlife there at Fit at the River, Chef Roy Santana. You walked right into that one, my friend. I mean, that's – but anyway, Fresh is a great place in and of itself. Again, because I think it's a manifestation. A lot of people talk about Fresh. This is what it is all about. So I couldn't imagine a better name for this great restaurant because it's all about freshness, and it's about an attitude of freshness, not just something that tastes fresh or is, but it's almost a lifestyle of fresh. And this is part of a lifestyle that goes beyond a nutritional kind of attitude about health and wellness, but there's also this physical, you know, mental and almost spiritual aspect of this whole idea. And what better person to come in and talk about this vision? Because guess what, Chef Roy Santana? It's his vision.
Yes,
notable
sir.
Cardiologist in Tucson and the founder of the Fit at the River Fitness Institute of Tucson and Fresh Cafe and Catering. It's an honor, sir, to have you in the studio, Dr. David Lappin. Hey, Doc.
No, thanks for having me.
I mean, you have to be so proud, Doctor, of what you've created there. And I love the fact that the vision goes beyond a wonderful restaurant. Talk to us a little bit about how you came up with this idea to really create what I have called kind of a health and wellness block right there on the river.
Well, it's a long story, and I don't want to bore you with it. But when I started FIT, which is now 29 years old, we started downtown. I never thought we did a good job in our office of coaching, motivating, or supporting people to change their life, and I wanted to create a place for them. And we became a cardiac rehab facility in an athletic club, with the idea that we would help people get past their own self-imposed limitations or their doctor-imposed limitations,
right,
that they would reach their potential and that we would treat them like athletes. And over time, we moved from downtown to where we are now, and we've morphed into a blended club where we work with athletes, both professional, young and old, with normal people who just want to be fit, and with people who have either age or cardiac or physical disabilities. And our premise is that most illness and most age is deconditioning as much as the illness and the age. And if you can get people past that, you can create things that they never would have been able to create for themselves before.
Exactly. And I love this turnkey model that you've created, because I was sharing with you right before we went on. I lost my best friend 4 years ago this month to a heart attack. And I'm thinking if there was a program like this where he lived in Oklahoma City, where there was this great gym and this wonderful restaurant that it was a manifestation of healthy living, and that sort of model grew and just multiplied. I mean, he might very well be with us today. A lot of people obviously are predisposed to cardiac disease, but let's take a proactive stance about our own health and wellness, and a great place to do that is right there at FIT at the River.
Yes, and I think what you're saying is the problem is people think just because they're predisposed to it that they're going to get it, and most of the predisposition can be overcome with the proper lifestyle, which is mostly diet and exercise.
Right. So how does that all come together? So if you're a member of FIT at the River and you're engaged in a physical activity program, do you talk a little bit about the nutritional elements of health and wellness and say, oh, by the way, and just two steps out the door, here's this wonderful place that can talk to you a little bit about what fresh, healthy eating is all about?
Well, we should get to that. We talk to people about diet and about what to eat and what not to eat. But I wish I could say that fresh was created just to enhance our facility, and we wanted something that was fresh, healthy, comfortable, fast, friendly. So it really is just a natural offshoot of what we do and what we serve there. People could find critical. You guys talked about Taco Tuesday, but for the most part, what we have is healthy and heart friendly.
Great. So what does Tucson's most preeminent cardiologist here have for breakfast? If we are thinking about eating in a heart-healthy way, what's the ideal breakfast?
I generally have a protein bar and oatmeal.
A protein bar and oatmeal. What say you, Chef? Are we aligned on that?
In line.
I'm more curious about the oatmeal because you can get those, you know, sweetened instant packs.
No. We do steel-cut oatmeal McCann's, and we make them from fresh. I mean, it's every day I make oatmeal. And it's some of the best oatmeal I've ever had.
Steel-cut oatmeal. I mean, again, not cutting corners.
30 minutes. Nope,
that's a bad pun.
And we usually put blueberries and strawberries in it.
Yeah. Blueberries and strawberries. Okay, right out of the doctor's mouth. Okay, that's a beautiful, delicious breakfast. You don't have to sacrifice taste to do something good for your body. What's on the menu for lunch for Dr. David Lappin?
Generally a salad. Mixed fruits and vegetables, salads, grains, something whole.
What's the big salad at Fresh, Chef Roy Santana?
Strawberry chicken salad.
The strawberry chicken salad. I love bringing in the beautiful fresh fruit with the protein. A wonderful complement to each other. I think it really creates this new flavor in and of itself when you create a chicken and
absolutely
a strawberry.
Yeah. Is that a vinaigrette on that thing?
Yeah, that has a honey vinaigrette, a raw honey vinaigrette.
Raw honey.
And almonds on it. It's just a simple salad. And it's excellent. It's okay. One of our biggest sellers.
I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I need to remind all of our listeners that at the coming up here in just a few minutes, Chef Roy Santana, in his charity, has offered to provide a gift certificate to one of our listeners today. Now get this, fellow foodies, lunch for four at Fresh Cafe and Catering. This is a life-changing opportunity for one very lucky listener. If you are the first person to call in with the answer to the trivia question, and if you're the first one in that gets it, you're going to be Chef Roy Santana's guest at Fresh Cafe and Catering, lunch for four. Let's put some of your very bold claims to the test, Chef Roy Santana. You brought in some things for us to sample.
Yes.
Let's try it out right now.
Okay. So, I brought some protein bars.
Bring it all out. Just line it up, Chef. Take the headphones off. Get it all ready for us to go. And this is very exciting. You know, again, I love the fact that we can do this on the show. We do talk a lot about burgers and a lot about pizzas and a lot about, you know, sometimes there are saturated fat that is dressed up and, you know, prettied up with different colors and smells. But you're in exceptional shape. I mean, Adam Lehrman, take a look at you for crying out loud.
I will tell you honestly, man, I can eat some bacon and some hamburgers, but I'm really into eating healthy. I try my best to eat as healthy as I can. And it's hard when you're going out all the time to eat healthy. But fresh is a great alternative. And I'm very curious to hear what the doctor has to say about this kind of stuff. I've been really on a smoothie kick lately myself.
I love it. A smoothie kick. First time I met you, I sort of had an expectation, right? The Tucson foodie, okay? So I'm not going to tell you what my vision for Adam Lehrman was. When you walk in the room and I'm thinking, okay, well, he sent his bodyguard here first just to make sure the things are right. No, I am the Tucson foodie. I mean, is there a picture that we can take of this guy and put it all over our Facebook page? I mean, do you have a date tonight for Friday? The phones are already lighting up for crying out loud. No, you're a monogamous. I mean, you have a girlfriend, lovely girlfriend, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, and she's lucky in her own right. Oh, look what's happened.
We got something here.
Look what just happened. Look what just landed right here on the desk. Chef Roy Santana, talk to us about what you brought in.
All right, I brought in a roast beef panini, lean roast beef, caramelized onions, roasted red peppers, and a little bit of chipotle aioli.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got a symphony of flavors here. And again, I'm picking this up, and the freshness is obvious from the very first glimpse. The bread, it's got a beautiful kind of pillowy texture to it. But you've done the panini press, so you've got the grill marks, but you've not sacrificed the freshness of that bread.
Exactly.
So it's got this buoyancy almost. It's got this... Help me out here. I mean,
it's
this
all
is just
about
a beautiful.
Timing. You leave it on a panini press for too long, it's going to get hard, crusty.
Exactly. No, you've taken it off at just the right time. Adam's darn near done with his panini, just started. So I'm going in. Talk about some of these flavors, Chef.
All right, this is a delicious mix of flavors. So it tastes like there's a horseradish mustard on there or something like that.
It's a chipotle mayonnaise.
Oh man, it's delicious.
It's actually really good. It's an aioli. I think the flavors with the roast beef, the caramelized onions, and the roasted red peppers, and the provolone cheese. And the chipotle aioli blend really, really good together with the bread.
It's the sharpness of that cheese with the spiciness of that chipotle and the sweetness of that caramelized onion. All of those sort of different textures and flavors coming together. And it's a panini. I mean, I think it's safe to say that you guys have redefined the panini.
The thing about a sandwich that I've learned is that it doesn't matter how good your ingredients are inside it. If your bread's not good, it's a waste. And this is awesome bread. The whole sandwich is delicious, and it's not packed with a bunch of different ingredients that's like, these don't go together. These are all well-blended.
Simplicity is best.
Mm-hmm. I'm still eating.
You gotta keep talking.
We can hear it.
I also have some protein bars. Our protein bars are really popular with our trainers next door. They're always busy. They don't have the time to sit down and have a meal. They grab a protein bar, a glass of purified water, and they're good to go for a couple of hours.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Talk about the... The bar here, we're going in.
Okay.
We got a minute left.
The protein bar is a mixture of cornflakes, almonds, cranberries, dried cranberries, raw honey, some brown sugar, and some dark chocolate.
A little dark chocolate, just for a little kiss at the end.
For the little kiss at the end.
You do love me, don't you, Chef?
I do love you.
I could see it all over your face. All right. Again, all homemade.
Yes, freshly made every single day. What do you think, Matt?
Health.
Exactly.
It's health. And I'm doing it with dark chocolate and raw honey, and I think I've lost 2 pounds just sitting here.
It also has whey protein in it, so every bar that you have has around 20 to 22 grams of protein.
My goodness.
Yes.
All right, so...
And it tastes like dessert. I've been told it tastes just like dessert.
And it's satisfying. Okay, exactly. So we all know some protein bars are gone in 2 seconds, and you're starving.
Exactly.
This is a beauty. I mean, it's a meal. It's a wonderful, it's a component of a wonderful meal.
It's a meal replacement.
And a healthy meal. And don't buy into this myth that you can't have a wonderfully sweet treat and you know, you're sacrificing all your principles of health. This is doing your body good, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous protein bar.
Thank you.
Dark chocolate is
And if you want to see a picture of that protein bar, I'm putting it on Tucson Foodie on the Facebook page right now.
Go to Tucson Foodie on Facebook, and you're going to see this protein bar. You've shown remarkable restraint by not diving in. I see the panini is history, but there goes the bar.
It looks better without a bite in of it.
Okay, we're going to talk about your catering program here right after our commercial break, but this is the time, fellow foodies, for you to get your dialing fingers on and see if you have what it takes to be Chef Roy Santana's guest. It's going to be lunch for four at Fresh Cafe and Catering, and you are in for a treat. If you know the answer to this question, take it away, Chef.
Thank you. How many grams of protein does a 6-ounce piece of steak have?
How many grams of protein does a 6-ounce piece of steak have?
Correct.
Interesting question. I'm excited to learn what the answer is. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win lunch for four at Fresh Cafe and Catering. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live alongside my celebrity co-host, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman.
So happy to be here.
You look good with dark chocolate on your lips.
All over me?
I don't know where we go from there. I really don't know where we go. Anyway, the trivia question is on the table. The question is, how many grams of protein are in a 6-ounce cut of steak? And well, we've got a full board here. People think they know the answer because everyone is just jockeying to get over to Fresh Cafe and Catering. We've not told our listeners exactly where you are located. Tell everybody where Fresh is.
We are at 2404 East River Road. We're right next to Fit at the River and Pima Heart.
Great. So that's right there on River Road.
On the south side of the street.
Just a little bit west of Hacienda del Sol?
Yeah, just a little bit west of Hacienda del Sol.
On the south side of the street. Again, you look for those the great colors coming off that patio. I absolutely love it. Okay, well, we've got a full board. We want to make sure that we get this gift certificate given away. We're going to go jump to line one and say hi to John. John, what's your answer, my friend?
16 grams.
He says 16 grams. Chef Roy Santana?
Nope.
No. Okay, is he high or low? Let's give
him
a little.
He's low.
He's low. More than 16 grams of protein?
More
anyway, John, thanks
grams.
For listening, and thanks for calling. Yeah. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. Line two, we've got another John online. Hey, John, what's your answer? No, he gave
hung up.
Maybe he was going to say 16 as well. Okay, well, we're going to. David is very happy right now because he's on line three, and he thinks he knows the answer. David, how many grams of protein are in a 6-ounce piece of steak?
I will go with 46 grams.
46 grams of protein, Chef?
Final answer.
No, actually not 46 grams.
Is he high or low?
High.
He's high. Okay, so we're between 16 and 46.
46, absolutely.
Okay, David, anyway, thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to line four and say hi to Tony. Tony, we want to give you this gift certificate. What's the answer?
42 grams.
42 grams.
Tony, you got it right on the money.
You got it. Congratulations, Tony. Can you believe that? How many is it, Chef?
42 grams.
42 grams of protein in a 6-ounce piece of steak. Now, Tony, let me ask you this, sir. Have you been to Fresh Cafe and Catering?
No, I have not.
Oh, boy. Okay, Chef.
You're going.
You're in for a treat.
He's in for a treat. Okay, so this is what you got to do, Tony. Don't hang up. Because then you're ineligible. You got to stay on the line because the lovely Casey here at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be our personal privilege to send that gift card to you in the mail. Now, when you go to Fresh with three of your best friends, well, two of your best friends because you're taking me, Tony, make sure you ask for Chef Roy Santana by name and jump up and down and say, yeah, you're the one that heard him on the radio.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a lot of protein that packed into a 6-ounce piece of beef. How's that possible?
I have no idea, but it is.
Now, we can have a steak occasionally, Dr. David Lappin, can't we? And that's part of a nice, healthy diet. What's occasional? Just for the record. Oh, that's very doable. That's sustainable, even for a carnivore like myself. Okay, so people are not just flocking to Fresh Cafe and Catering to get a sense of all this intrigue that we've talked about, but you can actually bring the Fresh concept outside off the property to events and to people's homes. Talk a little bit about your catering program.
We do a lot of catering. We do a lot of residential. We do a lot of commercial catering. We also do smoothie bars. So we go to your, for example, we'll go to your office and we'll put out smoothie bars freshly made right there in front of you.
You're bringing fresh fruit to people's offices for a fresh smoothie bar.
Absolutely.
In the office?
Absolutely.
How fun would
Very
that be?
Very original. I actually get to a lot of events. I've never seen that, so that's a great thing to know.
I mean, how
you can get a
how
live
blenders,
smoothie bar.
Yeah, I mean, what's the biggest event that you can cater? I mean, are you?
Oh, I could do from 1 to 1,000.
You could do smoothies for 1,000.
With one blender.
With one blender and one panini press. It's
exactly.
Amazing. It's the amazing Chef Roy Santana.
Well, you should see what I cook with it. At Fresh, I have one panini press and one induction burner, and that's all I use.
You got to be kidding me.
No, absolutely. That's what I use.
Powered by bicycle.
And not once does his fingers leave his hand. It's just amazing.
Never.
It's just unbelievable. So people, obviously, they're going to come to Fresh, and they're going to enjoy a wonderful coffee, a great breakfast, a standout lunch. But if they want to get a little bit more information about your catering program. I know you have a separate catering menu.
Yes, absolutely.
How can they? What's the process for that?
You can just look on our website. It's freshcafeandcatering.com, and we have all our breakfast menus, our catering menus. Everything's on the website.
Great, and you're very active on Facebook. You've got some great fans that love talking about you.
Yeah, you can catch us on Facebook at Fresh Cafe and Catering, or you can Twitter at Fresh Tucson.
At Fresh Tucson. They actually tweeted about me today, Adam.
You guys are good.
And I tweeted about you.
I saw that, and I tweeted you back.
He's only talking like that because he has chocolate on his lips. Anyway, Chef Roy Santana from Fresh Cafe and Catering there on River Road and Hacienda. I love what you guys have built. I love what you guys stand for from a culinary perspective and from a health perspective. And you, sir, are one of our new heroes, and I thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me, Matt. Thank you.
And world-renowned cardiologist in his own right from, can we say Pima Heart? Can we do that without violating any HICPA violations or anything like that? Is this advertising? Do we have to have, is there a compliance that we've, anyway, from Pima Heart, Dr. David Lappin, our cardiologist of choice right here on the Menu Live. Thanks so much for bringing a sense of inspiration to this program because it really is important.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie. Again, how can
Matt
people
Russell.
Find out about you and follow your adventures on the Tucson food landscape?
Well, first of all, thanks again, Matt, for having me on here. You are such a great addition to this community with everything you do on the show. And if people that want to find me can find me just simply by Googling Tucson foodie if you use Bing, you can do it like that as well. Or the Facebook page or on Twitter, Tucson Foodie.
Tucson Foodie everywhere. Okay, so here's the deal. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, I want to make sure that all of our listeners know that our website on themenulive.com talks about all of our wonderful sponsors. There's photographs from all of our live remotes. You can sign up and receive our newsletter. We send out a newsletter every week to make sure that you know where we're going to be broadcasting from and who our guests are going to be on themenulive.com. This show today, the entire show is going to rerun on our website next week, so you don't want to miss that. Okay, in the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it is on the Menu Live. Have a great weekend. Cheers. See you at Fresh.